ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण, वेलकम एंड थैंक यू फॉर बीइंग विद अस अगेन फॉर द सेकंड पार्ट ऑफ आवर सेमिनार कॉल्ड द आर्ट ऑफ ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन। Yesterday, we were going through the example of the alchemists who tried to transform ordinary metal into gold. In our tradition, Sanatana Goswami uses exactly this example because it gives a very clear understanding what we have to do. We have, as the German philosopher Hegel said, we have to die to live. Haribol. One old part of us, the old ego, has to go apart so that the new persona, the spiritual personality, comes forth. This process of transformation is something which is not so easy. First of all, we need to have a strong desire to come to our original home, to the spiritual kingdom of God. When the Lord sees, Prabhupada writes, that a devotee is completely sincere in getting admittance to the transcendental service of the Lord and has thus become eager to hear about him, the Lord acts from within the devotee in such a way that the devotee may easily go back to him. Krishna sees you want to hear about him and you are eager and sincere. He acts in such a way in your heart that you can easily go back to him. And now comes Prabhupada's very famous sentence, which I have told you yesterday, but I want to read it to you. The Lord is more anxious. Anxious means like greedy or eager. The Lord is more anxious to take us back into his kingdom than we can desire. Most of us do not desire at all to go back to Godhead. Only a very few persons want to go back to Godhead. But anyone who desires to go back to Godhead, Sri Krishna helps in all respects. This is taken from the purport, and our Adya will read this, will write this purport down to you. It's taken from the purport of the first canto, chapter 2, text 16. Because many times devotees who are in these seminars want to read and understand it in their own time, we will write down with Adya as our very qualified secretary. Hare Krishna. If you want to change copper into gold, you have to really want it. It's not easy. If you want to similarly transform your heart, then you really have to want it. Devotees yesterday were asking me, could you kindly quote from Srila Prabhupada about transformation so that we can have a little bit more information. And I found for you a very nice passage which I also want to read in the morning. What we are discussing now is more or less a summary of what has gone yesterday, but I want to do you the favor to just repeat it so that it's really present in your heart. What we read now, Atya will write down this also. It's from the second canto, chapter 3, text 24. The whole process, Drugo 3:24. The whole process of spiritual culture. We are in a Duchone Kulture. Yes. So the whole process of spiritual culture is aimed at changing the heart of the living being in the matter of his eternal relation with the Supreme Lord as subordinate servant, which is his eternal constitutional position. Then Prabhupada said, with the progress of devotional service, the reaction of change in the heart is exhibited, now please listen, two symptoms, by gradual detachment from the sense of material enjoyment, by a false sense of lording it over the world, and an increase in the attitude of rendering loving service to the Lord. Please, Adya, help us and write down a gradual detachment from material enjoyment. You can write symptoms of transformation. First symptom is gradual detachment from material enjoyment. And the second is the increasing of an attitude of, let me say, it increasing of loving service to the Lord. Hare Krishna.
This is tough. This is intense. This is deep. Budi Dubok. This is very deep. Symptomy, yes. If you look for a transformation of the heart, there are two, a negative thing, you become detached from material enjoyment, and you become attached to rendering devotional service of Krishna. Now how, by what process will we ever gain this transformation? Yesterday we were hearing from the devotees a little bit, and I want to summarize, and then I want to continue with the regular seminar. It is described in our scriptures that if you associate with devotees, real devotees of the Lord, you will get a feeling that, oh yes, I would like to also do devotional service of Krishna. When you are here in the summer camp, please critically observe if this feeling comes in your heart. The summer camp is successful when this feeling of I would also like to do devotional service of the Lord becomes more and more in your heart. It is described in our shastras, by the association of sadhus, you wish to, you get the desire to perform Krishna bhajan in your heart. I remember once a famous guitarist told me how he came into dedicating his whole life to playing the guitar. I do not know, some of you are musicians here, and you know how when you really decide to learn an instrument well, you decide to dedicate many hours of your life to this profession of playing, for instance, a guitar. Or yesterday we heard our talented violin player. I can imagine it takes a lot of practice and dedication to enter into this art of playing music. And usually you become infected with this desire by seeing another musician performing. Even I, who am not so musically talented, I used to watch the famous guitarist Jimi Hendrix performing on stages. I used to visit him and see how he was playing. And when I was, then I became fully convinced I want to play like Jimi Hendrix. I still remember. So I went to my guitar teacher. He was a very conventional German. And said, please teach me the guitar. And he said, okay, we will start with the technique. It goes gung 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 gung. And the song is Alle meine Entchen schwimmen auf dem See. It is a children's song where you start. And I told him, no, I want to play like Jimi Hendrix, not Alle meine Entchen. And he said, who is Jimi Hendrix? You do not know the God of music. And then I brought him a record. We played it. And this is how I want to play. Hey Joe. And he heard and heard and tried to make sense out of it. It was very unusual. He said, it's very difficult. I don't know if I can teach you. But I just wanted to give you the example how a young boy who can easily be fascinated becomes fascinated by seeing an example in whatever he does, a music example. So in the same way, if you want to awaken the desire to perform Krishna bhajan, you need to see a good example. This is how it starts. Sadhu sangha. This means when you sometimes feel your desire is not so strong any longer for spiritual life, your transformation is not going well, go into the association of real sadhus. Do not be usually when our desire for Krishna consciousness is not so strong, we are afraid to come to the summer camp. There are a few nice devotees in Croatia who are trembling. I don't want to go. Too much purification. I stay in my little town. Yes. When you are not so encouraged in your spiritual life, you usually become afraid of the medicine. You do not like to read Srila Prabhupada's literature. You do not like to come to the assembly of devotees. You do not like to dance in the middle or at the corner. You want to be like a Sveti Savats on the side. Be very careful. The desire for increased Krishna bhajan, worship of Krishna, will come in the association of proper sadhus. And sadhus sometimes have the habit to cut your false ego. It's not pleasant. It's not materially enjoyable. It's not always intellectually stimulating. It is cutting the illusions. Another way, but it is described in all our scriptures to hear in the association of devotees about Krishna. This hearing is the rasayana. Rasayana means a medicine which wakes up a spiritually dead person so that he can live again. To come into the association of devotees, take the rasayana. Rasayana means the medicine of hearing about Krishna and chanting Krishna's name together. Let us try this. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yes, this is good against the mental platform. The association of devotees works like a rasayana, a strong medicine, which can give you some ukost, some taste in hearing about Krishna and doing Krishna bhajan. Ultimately, we are all very weak. We are spiritually very diseased. We have so little taste. And we live in our own little mental worlds, hopelessly in need of some sadhu to wake us up from this material dream. But our false ego guards our sick state. Our false ego is before our weakness. And when the sadhus come and preach, oh, we feel so much protest, oh, and so bad. And we become the enemies of the sadhus. This is our state. Hare Krishna. It is not very good. See, why in the transformation of the heart do we stress so much the association of devotees? There is a reason. You can worship Krishna and be in what is called kalpana. Kalpana means an imagination, a concoction, a mental palace in which you are, that I'm an advanced devotee, I'm very elevated. But when you come into the association of devotees, such concoctions cannot stay for long. Very quickly, your amount of spiritual advancement is put to a test. Your tolerance is put to a test. Your determination to serve is put to a test. Sometimes devotees you meet devotees not always from their spiritual side. Sometimes you meet devotees from their conditioned side. They give you a little trouble even. And at that time, your determination, if you will continue with service, is put to a test. Many times we have to say in our association of devotees, there are feelings of hurt. I think Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj is dealing with these questions. Feelings of disappointments and so on. And you are put to a test if you will continue with your spiritual life, yes or no. These tests are sometimes necessary and they are arranged by Krishna. Before I come to the next subject, I want to now read a song to you. I think as we are thinking deeply about transformation, it becomes very clear that we require help. Alone, it is too difficult to split the atoms or to put copper into gold. We require help. As a preacher, we meet many spiritually interested people who are knowing that they are wishing to be transformed. We meet Reiki people. We meet esoteric groups, people who call, who do channeling, people who are in different health practices, which all has its relative value. But I want to bring to your attention, my dear devotees, that if you wish the deep transformation in your heart, the deep transformation of character, you must include God. Without God's help, it is not possible. I want to tell you a little humorous story from spiritual India about the Patel family. It's a family who wanted to how to explain this, who made their work without the sun. The Patel family noticed that every evening the darkness entered their houses and stole away the light of the day like an unwanted thief. And they decided, we will not tolerate this any longer. We do not want the darkness, we want the light. So in the evening, they went with sticks before their houses, guarding the house. So that they would, immediately when the darkness would come, they would bang the darkness on the head and chase it away. Like an unwanted thief. They were not thinking of the sun. So it was getting dark. And one of the Patels... It was getting evening. One of the Patels wanted to drink a glass of water and went into the house. And when he was in the house, he screamed like an idiot. Wow! Come! The darkness has already entered without our knowledge, like a thief. Come with your sticks. So they all came in and they noticed it was a little darker in the house. And they began to beat in the air. It was getting darker and darker. Darkness was getting stronger. They were beating stronger. At one time, a person of the Patel family screamed out, "Awa! Darkness has hidden back!" Ooh! And more and more Patels were screaming. Now, in the morning, finally, darkness was going away. All the Patels were bleeding in there. And the head from minor injuries. And then finally, with tears in their eyes, they embraced themselves. "We are a very strong family. We have chased away darkness." How surprised they were in the evening when darkness came back again. If you wish to transform your heart and throw the darkness of illusion out of your heart, you must calculate with the Krishna sun. If you forget the Krishna sun as the most important factor in your spiritual life, then you will not be able to transform your heart. You can try so many things, Reiki, and esoteric things, and also a mechanical process of Krishna consciousness. If you never pray to Krishna, if you never call out for Krishna's help, then the transformation will not take place. But if Krishna comes in your heart, you can change. Who of you has experienced moments in your life where you felt closer to Krishna? I think most of the devotees. Thank you. Have you noticed when you had this feeling of being closer to Krishna, how you were able to do something which you previously were not doing? When you, at the summer camp, I hope you will get this feeling back of becoming closer to Krishna. With Krishna's help, it is so easy to change your life. But if you don't feel Krishna is present in your saritsa, there is simply not the strength. There's a very nice prayer in this connection, which is my favorite prayer, in which I always, when I'm invited to come to interreligious meetings or meet interreligious people, I always tell them about this prayer. And I want to read this prayer to you also today. It is the Gopinath prayer.
Gopinath, mama nivedana shuno, vishayato jana sadakamarata, kichunahi moraguna.
Beautiful. O Gopinath, life of the gopis, please hear my request. I am a wicked materialist, always addicted to worldly desires and no good qualities do I possess. Then he says, O Gopinath, you are able to do anything, and therefore you have the power to deliver all sinners. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes how he feels he has tried so many times to elevate his life. And now he has come to a conclusion that, Gopinath, you have ignored me. You are thinking, I have once left you, I have not cared about you, and now you are at a distance. Why are you so much at a distance? He says, O Gopinath, is this your judgment? That seeing me averse to you, you abandon your servant, you give me up, and don't bestow even a particle of mercy upon him? Then he says, Gopinath, I am so foolish. I don't know what is good for me. But you are the wisest person. You please do something to deliver me. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, playing the role of all of us, why his situation is troublesome. He says, I'm here in this material ocean, and the material energy is not under my control. At any moment, anything could happen. You can feel hurt in your leg or foot or your mind. You can make an accident. We are fully in the material energy. It is possible also that you don't reach your goals. So he says, I am not in control of what is happening. And the worst thing, he says, is my mind is crazy. You know why? He says, my mind is crazy and does not care for any authority. Have you experienced this also? You know what is right to do, but the mind just, I will do something else. Have you noticed this? I can guarantee you, if any person here, you know, if you could give a beautiful lecture on transformation. We as a Hare Krishna devotees know so much very potent spiritual knowledge, but our mind does not accept it. I want something else. Should I tell you what my mind was dreaming last night? I would pollute the whole summer camp. The mind is not interested in spiritual subjects all the time. It just goes blue. This is the problem. My mind is crazy and does not care for any authority. And then comes the idea. How shall I make any advancement?
when my mind has come under the control of the powerful senses and does not abandon its attachment to materialism. And now comes the solution. Dear devotees, the Krishna son comes now. Oh Gopinath, this is my conclusion. Please sit down in the core of my heart. And you subdue my mind. Please take me to you. In this way, the horrible danger of this world will disappear. You are Hrishikesha, the Lord of the senses. Seeing me so helpless, please control these senses of mine and deliver me from this dark worldly existence. These are the Gopinath prayers, which you can look up in your Croatian songbook. It's everywhere. It's a beautiful prayers. Please go through these prayers and study them. Here something very interesting takes place. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, praying like us, says, it's impossible for me to take up the strength to change my life. I can't do it alone. He's a very, very honest. Huh? I need help. And he says, Krishna or Gopinath, you kindly appear in my senses, in the core of my heart. Tumi Hrishikesha. Tumi Hrishikesha. Sorry, I don't know the song, the lines of the song. But you are Hrishikesha. Please, you appear in my heart. And then the transformation is possible. Do you understand the logic of this song? I can't control the material energy. I can't control the senses. I can't control the mind. But Krishna, you are the controller of the material energy. So, now I want to go to the next subject matter. I will ask you a question. How strong is your faith in Krishna? This is something private. Do we really have faith in Krishna? Because we have now given the example that for the transformation of the heart, we need a lot of snaga, and this snaga, this strength, must come from the all-powerful Lord Krishna. Darkness does not go away with a man-made endeavor. You need the sun for darkness to go away. So your anattas don't go away on your own. You need Krishna. But how strong is our faith in Krishna? Let us ask a easier question. How often do we turn to Krishna when we see we need help? Very often we turn. I know when something goes wrong in my life, I take medicines. Do you know Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur? I once read about it. When something went wrong, when brahmacharis were getting sick in the mat, they wanted to go and take medicine. But Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati said, no need. If you chant the holy name, trying to avoid offenses, namabhas, then all auspiciousness will happen. And one symptom is you will become free from diseases and from the bad influence of stars. So he told his disciples, Krishna Nam is the Oshadi. Oshadi means the medical herb. When I read this, I always travel with such a bag of medicines. I thought, should I throw it away and take the holy name?
the Vaishnavas, great Vaishnavas, give us a lot of example of faith in Krishna. The art of transformation means to start here at our faith in Krishna. In the beginning of devotional service, there is Shraddha, Ado Shraddha. In the middle of devotional service, there must be Shraddha. At the end of devotional service is also Shraddha. Shraddha means where you give your heart. Can I hear some of your explanations of Shraddha, please? How do you deal with Shraddha in your life, with faith in Krishna? When is your faith greater and when is it not so great? What is your experience? The art is to answer short.
Umjetnost je da kratko odgovarate, vrlo kratko.
You can speak in the microphone.
Njeno iskustvo je da uvijek vidi Krishnu sa sobom. So her experience is to always see Krishna with herself.
Very good. Then your faith is strong.
Onda je tvoja vjera snažna.
When is your faith? Other answers, please. We need very short answers. I'm very, very sorry, but we must. There is a reason why, because if we learn to concentrate our answers very briefly, we will quickly go in it. When is my faith strong? Sita. Good association. When I do attentive reading of Srila Prabhupada's books, then my faith gets strong. Yes, this is very true. When we are happy in Krishna consciousness. I think very much related to your answer is when you feel Krishna has worked in some ways in your life and you feel happy. Whoa, he's there. He cares for me. Yeah. When is our faith strong? When I feel the taste for the holy days, holy name, yes. When I feel taste for the holy name. This is a very good good answer also. Please go to the moments in your life when your faith was very strong. How was that? What happened? When our wishes came through and we thought, yes. When I had some big challenges. I remember, I think I've talked with many devotees and done my research. It's when you feel Krishna is there. I remember when I had this operation, which I've told many times about, where I was in it was a life or death situation. I had fallen in the midst of the operation from the table, crash, and my belly had opened, it was operated, and the intestines were coming out, and I was fainting at that moment. And I remember, I prayed, Krishna, this is the time when you finally dissolve the weed of Sachinandan Swami, then you finally take him out, and then please take me to you. But if you wish me to live a little longer, please, now you must take care of me. I'm gone. And I was fainting with the thought, Krishna, I'm giving my life into your hands now. This is too much. I'm lying on the ground of the hospital. My belly is open. The intestines are all over the floor. And I'm crying and everyone is afraid of me. You know, it was so much pain.
Before I went out, I said, Krishna, my life is now in your hands. It always was, but now I know it is. And I remember, after this operation, it was a second operation in 1 week. It was a really heavy time. I woke up in a sunny room. Devotees were around me and said, you were so long out. And I was looking around. The birds were screaming, kreek, 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 kreek. And I couldn't believe that I was still alive. And then I remember I cried for many hours because I knew Krishna had saved me. And my faith was very, very strong that Krishna has saved one more soul. Yes. I want to say faith is usually very strong after you have seen or understood something of Krishna which was before that time not so clear to you. Devotees are very much encouraged to go to those experiences in their lives where they can experience Krishna's presence. See, a cozy, material, comfortable life doesn't go together with the life of someone who wants to make experiences of Krishna. You sometimes have to go into the risk zone, so that Krishna can reveal himself. By our nature, we always go to the places of most comfort. But if we want to arrange our life as comfortable as possible, how is it possible for Krishna to reveal himself and help you? It's usually seen that Krishna reveals himself when you are out of your comfort zone. When you need, when you are in a little risk. But see, the material tendency is to go so much into these illusory comfort zones, and where you check everything so that Krishna cannot reveal himself. Try to do some seva. Try to step out of your normal life, and Krishna will for sure help. Srila Jiva Goswami says, you need, when you want to make advancement, you need to have the faith of a person who searches for gold. Do you know the old gold searchers? In Alaska, they have heard of the gold rush, and now they go and follow the ideal, I also want to find some gold. They are ready to go through all difficulties. Snow blizzards, ice bears, what else? Thieves. Kradice? Kragujevac. Thieves, huh? Who come, who want to steal your gold. You are not really impressed. If you are a gold searcher, you will always follow that private passion. I must find the gold. So Jiva Goswami said, the faith of a devotee who wants to find Krishna must be like the faith of the gold searcher, who is very eager to find gold and who is ready to continue his search even if he is not immediately successful. Faith is described by Srila Prabhupada as the faith in something sublime. When you are a spiritualist, you should always have something sublime, a spiritual, exciting plan, a spiritual, exciting mission. Don't follow the great, the great illusion of institutionalized religion. That, oh, we are all in a group, everything is taken care of, and so on.
No, you must search on your own. Now I will attack a little bit the group consciousness. It will hurt some of you, but it is not meant for hurting, it is meant for enlightening. See, many times devotees who join the ISKCON society think, oh, I'm now in a group, a successful group of spiritualists, and after some time they become spiritually a little lazy because they think the group will take care of me. But spiritual life and spiritual advancement is always something very individual. You have to find your own way in spiritual life, always. Prabhupada gave the examples of birds who fly together. Have you seen these birds who fly in the V formation? It is certainly true. If there is a strong leader and the other birds follow, it is easier if you fly in the flock because you don't get so much wind. You get a little less wind because the others share the wind also. But if you stop flying, you will fall. You will fall. You have to fly on your own, even if you are in a group of birds. The false promise of institutionalized religion is, you just join us and everything is clear for you. You will automatically make advancement. Be careful with this illusion. It is not what Srila Prabhupada said. It is not what the acharyas say. It's certainly not what Krishna says. He wants that we all individually surrender to Him. And our individual surrender will always look different from our neighbors because we are different. It's our life. So, for this way, we need a little bit Shraddha, a little faith, that Krishna is there. He will accept me if I surrender my life under Him, and if I invite Him into my life, if I invite the Krishna Son in my life, and He will solve whatever I need. I will now ask for questions from the audience, but I will invite all of you to join us in a faith exercise. Before I ask the question, I think tomorrow we will have a Naam Yajna. And I've not yet spoken with my organizational crew, but we will make something. We will sit in a way and we will have a sun in the middle of the tent, a Krishna sun, and Krishna will be in the sun. And then we will be able to come to Krishna and put a little piece of paper where we write what we wish Him to change in our life. Our heart's desire. See, I can show you here. I don't know if you have this. Maybe we can have some light on it. Or last time we were in Dole. Is this helpful or it's a little smaller? You see, here is something, Krishna son, and then we have put our desires on a heart. Heart's desire. These are different hearts. You can come and look afterwards on this. And we have offered it to Krishna, the heart's desire. And if you do this with faith, Krishna will accept your desire and change your life. We had in Dole summer camp, I don't know how many, but many have told me that their heart's desire have already been fulfilled. It's a very, very powerful practice. You write down your heart desire,
It's good if it's a spiritual desire, but then, you know, because we are spiritual summer camp. But no matter what, you write it down and you focus your attention on it and you give it to Krishna. It works wonders. This is done in many traditions, and we have done this in Dole. And I wanted to ask you for the Nam Yajna, if you feel comfortable with this, to write it down, to put it where Krishna is, and afterwards we will not look into this. We will put the heart's desire in a little box and put it near Krishna, and then he will fulfill it. But if you don't like to write it down, you can just tell him like this. It works like that also. It works if you have faith in Krishna. Faith healing. Shraddha. Krishna listens to someone who has faith in him. He doesn't listen to someone who has not so much faith. So we can make this little exercise if you feel comfortable with it. Tomorrow I want to talk a little bit about some amazing points regarding Shraddha and where to get Shraddha. Today I want to see if you have any questions before the Aratik ceremony. Then we will end and do the Aratik ceremony. I believe in the evening program we have our Jayapataka Maharaj, who will show us slides and talk about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and so on. Hare Krishna. I really hope you could get some interesting aspects today from this lecture. I want to tell you very, very honestly how I feel with this subject matter. It is, in my own Krishna consciousness, my real subject. I think about it every day now. And I know it is something so personal. And I'm just trying to serve all of you. But it's very difficult to preach about transformation or hold a seminar because it's so entirely personal. So I really request you to, whenever I can say something, repeat something which is of interest, I'm very happy. And please don't be disappointed if some of the things I say is not so relevant for you, because yes, we are different people and we have different approaches to the subject. The seminar really is meant as giving inspirations to think more about this on your own, so that you can get some realizations and change something. Mm-hmm. Do you have any questions regarding these subjects? It's difficult to formulate even a question. I know. Mm-hmm. If your faith increases, will people with whom you associate also increase in their faith? Yes, faith is very, very infectious. I have seen this as a preacher. When you have a lot of faith in your heart, the people also do this. I want to give you an example. Just yesterday, I had to fulfill a request to my nephews, the sons of my brother. I told them in Hamburg, I will show you the best bathing place in the universe. So yesterday was my chance, after 1 year, to do this. So we went into a place, you had to jump into from the cliff, and then we came to a place, you had to dive for, I believe, 4 or 5 meters under the water. You know, you had to dive under a rock, and then you came out in another cave. Now, so to dive under the rock, you know, Even I remembered last year this was not so. We could swim under it, but this year we had to go deep and dive under the rock. I thought, ooh, I'm not Tarzan any longer. It will be difficult, but I thought I had promised my nephews, you know, so I can't just have to do this. And I went and so on. And there was a little boy with us, very little, I mean, not so little, but quite little. My nephews are a little older, and they have brought a friend of them. And he had never dived in his life, and you know, and now to dive 5 meters, I mean, if you in the middle come up, and then you can't get any air any longer. So we went diving. First Jai Gopal went, then I said, well, I have to also, I have to invite them now, I have to. And then the oldest came, then the young, and then someone went back and said, you can do it. And the small one was, and we said, you can do it. It is not so difficult as it looks. And because we were so, had so much faith, this little boy just went under the rock. I can't tell his parents. They would hang me on the next tree. I've seen this many times, you know. You are in the water, your friend is in the water, and you are standing there on the tower, and he says, come, jump, no problem, don't listen to your mind, just 1 meter, you know, you go 1 meter, and then you're in the water, no problem. And when someone has done it, and he has faith that it works, it really works. This is why it is so infectious to be with devotees. We are with Srila Prabhupada. You have the faith. Yes, it's possible to become a pure devotee. It is possible to live your life only in the service of Krishna. Association is very infectious. Faith is very infectious. We saw this yesterday. Tomorrow we will bring Lokanath Maharaj to this place, and then we will see if our faith is able to encourage Maharaj to do, because Indians don't swim so often in the ocean, so we will see if it works. But most probably he will request me not to tell you. Yes, sometimes Krishna arranges for us to be in a comfortable service or a situation where we have in our service a comfortable situation and how to move in the wrist zone. I want to tell you one realization. When you do service, there's always for each one of us a very good area to improve. Get up for the Brahma Muhurta and practice your spiritual life. This is out of the comfort zone. Brahma Muhurta for a Westerner is the best time to rest. But, you know, Brahma Muhurta, resting time. This early in the morning. So if you want to get deeper and you want to experience Krishna in your day, use the early morning hours. It's so powerful. All spiritual traditions tell you the early morning hours before the sunrise are meant for spiritual realizations. If you do it, you will. It's something where you get out of your risk zone, comfort zone, and where Krishna becomes very easily revealed. Prabhupada said once, if a person for 14 years rises at the Brahma Muhurta to do Mangal Arati and chant, whatever he says will be true. Hare Krishna. You get blessings by getting up early. And it's a comfort zone. 14. Yeah, but without fail, Goran. There is so much spiritual realization in this when you go out of the comfort zone.
For Krishna, for Krishna. No, not that you do now some wild risk and you are mad at you buy yourself a motorrad, you know, and go racing out of your comfort zone. Not like this. Hare Krishna. For devotional service. For devotional service. It's a very, very difficult question to Tichana. Tichana asked, what is about our desires? Are they either good or bad, or are they? Do they become good and bad when they come in contact with our mind? Do we sometimes fail to maybe recognize a desire which is good, but it seems it's a bad desire? Tirana, this is a very, very complicated question, and I will give a very complicated and simple answer at the same time. All desires actually come from the soul. And when they get filtered through the material mind, they become different. For instance, Prabhupada said, the soul is full of love for Krishna. This is called Atmarati in Sanskrit. But when it becomes filtered through the mind and we see another material body, then this love transforms into lust. When we see human beings whom we wish to help, then this love becomes transformed into what we call a very noble feeling in this world, compassion. When we see a mountain of novats, of money, and we see it, then this love, which is meant for Krishna, in contact with the mind, a greedy mind, transforms into greed. Love is the answer. Sounds like a song. Love is really at the basis of everything, and when the material mind comes, this love becomes redirected to other things. I wanted to give you an example of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada was once taking a massage and he saw two kitties. You know what is a kitty? Yes, this sounds correct. A small cat. Huh? Yes. Machachi? It sounds like Machachi. Yeah? No? Machachi. Machichi. I'm sorry. Machichi. It sounds very similar to my ears. So these Machichis were playing and they were rolling, you know, they were coming to Prabhupada's, where he was sitting, and they were rolling, and they were really enjoying their play. They were really happy with each other. They were just very, so much love and affection. Prabhupada looked at the machichis, the kittens, and did he see? There is love of Krishna. But it was directed on another machichi. Machacha. It's a different... Croatian is very good language. I mean, very... Then the declination, it always changes around. Yes, everywhere is love, but it becomes filtered due to different influences which are there. Hare Krishna. I thank you very, very much. Today I'm not satisfied that I served you so nicely. Tomorrow I will do better. I promise. Hare Krishna. That's a nice thing. I want to request now devotees who are interested to decorate for the Naam Yajna, which we have, I believe, tomorrow. Is this correct? Tomorrow. To come here so that we can make a wonderful plan. Thank you all very much. I wish you a nice evening and the summer camp. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Goni Tai ki jai, Go, Premanandi, Ari Ari Bo.